streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's your man, Wild Boyd, in the building. And tonight, we got a great, great show and very honored to have this young man on the show tonight. We got the man himself, Mr. Alonzo Williams, in the building, you dig? And let's reiterate that. Godfather of the West Coast rap, Alonzo Williams. He's definitely in the building. And without further ado, we're finna bring him on, and he's finna go ahead and get busy.
What's up, my brother? How you doing
today?
Hey,
Alonzo, you're in the building. We're glad to have you here, my friend. We're going to get right to it. I've been reading up on everything that Ms. Smith sent me, and let the world know, how did you come to be, you know, the godfather of that West Coast rap out there?
Well, you know what, Doc? It was an interesting journey. It just my first love was being a DJ. And as a popular young DJ back in the mid-70s, I was able to get my own nightclub at 21. From there, I was able to start bringing in acts like Curtis Blow and Run DMC to my club. Realized that hip-hop was coming to the West Coast, and I put together this group. Some of y'all may have heard of it, called the World Class Wrecking Crew, which featured Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, DJ Yella, and myself. Eazy-E went in my group. I'm sorry. I formed my own record label called Crew Cut Records, which signed Ice Cube to his first record deal at 15 years old. I consulted Eazy-E to hook him up with Jerry Heller, as well as consulted him on forming Ruthless Records. N.W.A. was formed in my living room. All the demos you saw in the movie Straight Outta Compton with Eazy trying to rap was done in the room I'm sitting in right now at my house. There's not much that came out of Compton that didn't come through me. I own my own record distributing company called West Coast Record Distributors. Launched J.J. Fad, King T, Ice T, some of everybody. So whatever had to be done in the early stages of West Coast hip hop, I was the one making it happen, along with a few friends. But for the most part, I led the way in making things happen here on the West Coast. So I kind of earned my stripes.
That's what time it is. And I want to get into it with you, Alonzo. We got, I see you got the new book coming to fruition, and you're going to be doing a great documentary. Let's speak on that a little bit for the people.
Well, you know, by me not being a big-time rapper, and the rappers that I have developed a huge, people sometimes forget they came from someplace. And there was a beginning before gangster rap, and folks had a history. And I'm just telling the history of the evolution of West Coast hip-hop. It wasn't always about gangsters. It wasn't always about selling dope and slapping hoes and whatever the case may be. We had a beginning, and I just think it's important that people know the true history of how all this thing started, where it started, who helped it start. And I feel as I have to tell my story before somebody tell it for me and put me down as a footnote, and I'm not going out like that. I did too much to be treated like a second-class citizen.
My man, and that is very well respected right there, Brother Williams, you know. So with this right here, with the NWA documentary that came out, how did you feel about that documentary? Did it tell the story, or was the story watered down? How do you feel about that?
Oh, you know what, man? It was a great movie, man. You know, when you sit there and look at things that you did or were a part of on the screen. And, you know, I know where the stretch of truth was, where they cut it at and blew it up, put some booyah on it to blow it up a little bit more. And I know where they shrunk it down at to minimize some things. But overall, it was a great movie, man. My part, they portrayed me, and they caught me in one of my bad moods. You know, like any man, sometimes when you're a boss, you got to do boss shit, and you got to talk like a boss and act like a boss to make those that you work for you respect you. And they created one of those scenarios for me, which is cool. I've never been a hater of any type. I've always embraced any and every kind of music. That's why I get the kind of respect that I get. You know, but I understand in any movie you have to have some type of diversity. You got to have a bad guy. So the bad guy started off with me, then went to Suge, and then it went to Jerry Heller. I play that role for right now.
Dig that. And the role that you're about to play is the real role with this documentary that you're putting together. And what is it that you're going to want people to get from this documentary, Mr. Williams?
Well, you know what? The documentary, man, it's not about just about me. It's about the people who helped me become me. And I tell everybody that, you know, in order for a person to be who they are, they get ingredients from several people. You know, I had a lot of men that influenced me in my early years, my dad, the club owner, my first manager, people I worked with. You know, everybody I worked with was an entrepreneur. You know, none of the old men I worked for had jobs. They all owned businesses, and it gave me the insight on what it was like to own your own business, gave me the opportunity to own my own business, and gave me some insight that I always pass on to youngsters. And one of the things that I pass on to youngsters is that what a guy told me back in the day, give people what they need, and they'll always need you. Once I understood that, digested that, I've always been able to find a way to maintain my livelihood and also provide a service for people who need certain things. And that's why I can sit here right now and tell you I ain't had a job in 40 years. So, and I ain't never sold no dope. So I have a bit of insight. I have some knowledge that's been passed on to me. I think it needs to be passed on to other youngsters. You know, some people say the game should be sold and not told. I'm not really with that one. I have to, especially for us. We losing too many soldiers on a regular basis for us not to tell these folks what's happening, so they can avoid these pitfalls that so many folks will find themselves being victim of.
And that is definitely, I'm feeling you on that. And that's why me and my wife got our organization, The Streets Don't Love You Back, educating against gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse. You know, coming from that life in Detroit, I come from Detroit. So, you know, we was doing our thing and had to bump our head and get educated and say, okay, then, this right here ain't playing its part. Let me jump to something that I know going to help me go down the stretch and do some longevity to the short longevity, and you're there in the penitentiary somewhere for a life sentence and blaming everybody but yourself. So how do
exactly.
you feel about the brothers that be in the hood and then they want to blame everybody for their pitfalls? How do you feel about that, Bro Williams?
Well, you know what, man? That's a sense of irresponsibility. Every man is responsible for himself, first and foremost. Okay? You got to be responsible for you. Can't nobody... this ain't Flip Wilson. The devil didn't make you do it. You know what you was doing. You make choices. Everybody make choices. I'm trying to lose weight. I had a choice today whether to grab me a Fruit Loop shake or hit this bottle of water. I chose the bottle of water. Okay? If I can't have it both ways. I can't have this shake and lose weight at the same time. If you won't your life to go a certain way, you got to make the right choices. And, you know, the streets is not a long-term solution to anything. And I tell brothers all the time, I understand folks feel they have to do what they have to do, but the problem with most brothers, when they do what they do, they try to make it a damn career. And that's where you mess up at. You got you leave too much of a trail. You know, and, you know, I remember back in the 80s, man, very fluently, very easily, how many brothers was making money, and I knew brothers that made money and was quiet with it. I know brothers that had the coats and the furs and the rims and the cars, and basically all you did was put a target on your back. But, you know, that's what they did, and, you know, either they got caught up in the streets by the brothers or the police got them. And I know a few brothers that maintained a low profile and they still on the streets today, never had a problem.
They
had
it.
Game,
because they knew
they
how
had,
to keep quiet.
They knew how to keep quiet. They knew how to – they had a goal. Once they set their goal, they did not go back. And that's what happens to so many cats. You know, once you reach your goal, it's like gambling. You know, you are gambling with your life. You gambling. I go to Vegas. I like playing blackjack. I like playing shooting dice. And if I say I'm going to win, I have to have the strength to walk away, even when I'm winning. Because what happened is you lose that one time, and you're still trying to get back to where you were supposed to be, and look up, and you all the way, you lost once again. And now you now you're mad at yourself. You have to learn to set your goal, walk away, go do something else.
And that's the bottom line. So reading up on you, Mr. Williams, you come from Compton, and you started doing a lot of good things, like you said, in the earlier days. Now, how did you start moving forward and getting involved with Snoop and all the other rappers on the West Coast as time went on into the 90s?
Well, you know, I've always one of my second career is on the nightclub, running nightclubs. I ran nightclubs in 1979. I did the club thing for a while. I did the artist thing for a while. And when that played out, I went right back to the clubs. And that still puts you right in the line of fire when it comes to the entertainment. So when you got guys like Dre and Cube that are direct descendants from your efforts, people start looking at you like you know something. And, you know, I gotta say, I might know a little something. So it makes you a magnet to certain situations, you know. And even right now, I'm on my fourth generation of artists, and at my club, I host an event every first Friday that gets me some of the best talent in Compton and the surrounding area. So, you know, it ain't over with by no means. I got more folks coming.
My man.
You know, so
still
it ain't over with.
Still
moving forward, baby. You know?
That's what I like to hear, you know what I mean?
It ain't what you go through, it's where you stop. I ain't ready to stop yet.
My man. And that's real talk, man. So when will the people be looking forward to this documentary coming out and the audio book?
Well, you know what? The book is out now. The audio, I call it an audio documentary because I didn't do it like a regular book. I didn't sit there and just read my book. I created a album based on my book. Every track has a different, every chapter has a new track of music under it. It's something you can groove to while you listen to. It's not just somebody, you know, hey, I'm Lonzo Williams. No. I don't go out like that. I'm an avid listener to audiobooks, and I find something to be some of the most boring things you ever could do, and I refuse to go out like that. So the audiobook is out now. It's on CD Baby. The book, if you're a reader, the book is on Amazon.com, CreateSpace, all those digital situations. And I'm in the process of doing my own documentary, and like I explained to my producer, I got 40 years in the game. You can't put this in one book. You can't do this in an hour and a half documentary, but I'm going to do what I can. I might have to do a two-part documentary because of what I've done. I mean, between the clubs and the Dr. Dre's and the Cubes, it's like straight out of Compton. When they first shot that movie, that movie was originally 4 hours long. They had to cut out a whole lot of people to get it down to where it was, 2 hours and 21 minutes. Okay? It was four hours long.
Yeah, cause,
but you got a lot of history.
Yeah,
you got all these stories. Go ahead.
Yeah. You'd be up in the movie theater like, wow. You know what I mean? I got to order me some Chinese food. I got to get me some pizza. You got to keep the
new
food coming. Because the movie is moving forward.
Right. So they had to cut it down to 2 hours and 21 minutes. And like I explained to people, oh, man, so-and-so wasn't in there. You know what, dude? You got too many interesting stories to get everybody that played a part. And like I tell all my hip-hop veteran partners, you know what? You need to go and do your own story. That all they did was open up a door for you. You know?
Right.
I'm old school, man.
Do your story.
Huh? Don't let nobody do your story. Do your own damn story.
Yeah.
Okay, why you making somebody
do
something
for you? Don't
wait till you die. Right.
And then
okay.
you want your story told. You living. Tell your story while you're living, my man.
It's going to be some shit. It's going to be some things that people ain't going to know that you only you know. That's what makes the story unique. The basic story, everybody knows the basic story, but if you want to tell the intimate details and make it really an interesting situation, the person got to tell that firsthand. You know, people that rolled with me back in the day, it's dead now. They can verify, they can tell my story, but the main people that was with me when I was doing my thing, they all dead. So all the crazy stuff, all the gangster stuff, all the stuff we had to do back in the day to pave the way for West Coast. And I tell people all the time, they said, "Ben, you ain't no gangster." I said, "I ain't never claimed to be no gangster, but don't think I ain't done no gangster shit." Okay?
Right.
You can't survive
on these people. But don't get it twisted.
I'm a businessman first and foremost. Okay? But sometimes you gotta do some gangster shit.
Don't get it twisted, player.
Don't get it twisted. Don't get it
That's
twisted.
That's real talk, man.
Just because I don't wear khakis and wear rags in my pocket don't mean I haven't done shit to survive. And, people get
That's
it twisted.
Right.
People
Tell
get
them
it
about
confused.
That, Will.
People get it confused. You don't survive in Compton on the corner of Avalon and Segundo by not doing some gangster shit. But the difference is
in my era,
when you did your gangster shit, you set your ass down, and you didn't go out there and make a record
and
about that shit. You prayed that, whatever you did came out okay, and the statute of limitations went up. And you left it the fuck alone. You didn't go out and make records
exactly.
about that shit. Okay?
Right.
You did
so
your shit,
they
and you,
listen to your ass on that record, they locking your ass up.
Right. Okay? We didn't tell on ourselves. Okay? We didn't tell on ourselves. We did what we had to do and set our asses down. Okay? We didn't try to look the part. We dressed like everybody else. We wasn't trying to intimidate people while I dress code.
No.
I dressed like a businessman. I wore, trying
to do good business.
Right. I wore a shirt. I wore a tie or a suit to my club. My club was a teen club. I wore a suit every week.
Every week.
And still got arrested for attempted murder. Huh? And still got arrested for attempted murder.
That's what you did. You wanted to always.
That's how.
What brought that on, bro?
I tell these stories now.
Murder, what brought that on?
Say it again now.
What brought that on when they trying to get you on the attempt murder thing? What brought that on?
Oh man, me and a cat got into it, and I pulled my gun on him, and I shot up in the air. But he cried so hard to the police. Police caught me with the gun. The gun still smoking, and they booked me on attempted murder. But because they couldn't prove I shot at him, they broke it down to brandishing a firearm in the city limits, okay, which is a much lesser charge. But when the smoke all cleared, initially I got attempted murder, okay.
Wow.
And that's a big difference than just firing off a shot up in the air. But nonetheless, that's kind of dumb shit. But even then, here's where times have changed. I did that numerous times, and all they did was gave me a fine. Okay? I got caught with guns numerous times. I got caught with guns 4 or 5 times back in the day. All they did was took the gun, make sure it was mine. If it was my gun, they gave it back to me. Now that same situation gets you a felony.
Oh, yeah. And not just that, put you away for a long time.
You finna go on vacation for a while. Okay?
Exactly, So with the book out and the documentary out, Mr. Williams, tell the people once again where they can go get that at.
You can find my audio book on CD Baby. Just type in Not Without Alonzo. Same thing for Amazon. If you want a digital copy, go to CreateSpace or Amazon. If you want a hard copy, Amazon as well. If you want an autographed copy, now here goes the killer. If you want an autographed copy, go to my website, lonzowilliams.com, and I'll hook you up with an autographed copy. That's how we do it.
Yeah, you heard that, ladies and gentlemen. Alonzo.com. And he will definitely make sure you get that autographed book. And is there anything else you would like to tell the viewers, Mr. Williams?
Keep your head up no matter what you do, be you. And like the old man told me, give people what you want. They'll always need you. But most of all, I tell everybody three things. Lead, follow, or get out of the damn way. Okay? And that's for all the haters. Lead, follow, or get out of the way.
And that's the bottom line. Any shout-outs you should like to give anybody, Mr. Williams?
I got to give a shout-out to all my kids and my grandkids. I'm rolling like that. I got my kids, my grandkids, my baby mamas, my PR lady, my team. I got a whole team of folks I work with. If I ain't going to call nobody's name, I'm going to forget somebody. But I got Team Lonzo. We resurrecting. We got a new studio we just finished up here, Zotown Studios. So we're going to be launching some of this information for young brothers. That's what I want to shout out. I'm dropping a new blog called Lonzo Presents GAME. And GAME stands for Grown Ass Man Enlightenment. It's too many young brothers don't have nobody to talk to. You need somebody to talk to, talk to the Grandmaster. It's going to be a live call-in show. It's going to be on Spreaker, Facebook Live, and YouTube. So if you got something you want to holler at, baby mama drama, homeboy drama, because sometimes our homeboys get us caught up so fast, it's a goddamn shame.
Oh, man.
And, come on,
quickly,
man.
Okay,
I got people,
bro, William.
I got people right now got to do sitting down for 8 because he's trying to help his homeboy. The homeboy at the house. Homeboy at the house. You trying to help him. He at the house. You got to go sit down for 8. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's
okay?
Chilling. He relaxed.
Okay. Homeboy chilling. Okay. You the one got caught up doing the 8. Because you didn't pay attention to what I told you, okay? So, yeah,
listen,
I'm trying
man,
to.
And it's a bad thing.
Hey, it is what it is, Doc. So, like I said before, I'm just trying to do what
you
I can to inform those who want to listen. I ain't nobody's daddy. I'm everybody's uncle, but I ain't nobody's daddy. So if
always.
If you do want to listen, tune in. But if you don't, keep on doing what you're going to do. You're going to find out the hard way. The best way, the best mistake to learn from is somebody else's.
You better hear me instead of your own. For real.
The best mistake to learn from is somebody else's. Okay? This is some old man.
That's the bottom line.
Youngsters don't understand. Most youngsters don't understand that an old man, an old person in your life is like having a library of information. All you got to do is open it up and listen.
And listen. That's
and
it.
Listen.
And if you take heed,
open up.
You're going to move
open
forward.
Up.
If you don't, you'll fall.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Sometimes you ain't going to want to hear it because it ain't exactly what you want to hear the way you want to hear it. But before you make that move, think about what I'm saying. Think about who you're talking to and figure out what's my interest. If my interest is to preserve you and keep you out of trouble, then you might want to consider what I'm saying over what this other person is telling you. Because a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, people got an alternative motive for getting you to do what you don't want to do. I'm just
Period.
Saying.
So, with that being said, Mr. Williams, you know what I mean? We want to thank you for coming through the show. We know you're moving forward and busy out there in Cali, and we just wanted to say it was an honor having you on the show. And is there anything else before we depart you would like to say?
I didn't spill my guts. I'm good.
My man,
check out
then.
My,
Alon,
support,
appreciate you,
hold
man.
On, one more thing.
And it's an honor to have
check,
you.
Support me on my NWA crowdfunding campaign. I'm trying to raise funds to do this documentary. Hey, folks, I know where all the bodies are buried because I still got the shovel. Go to NWA Fund on Facebook. Drop a couple dollars there for your boy. I appreciate it.
My man, you heard what Lonzo said. Drop a few dollars in there, man, so he can keep moving forward, getting his documentary out there, and always pay attention and not talk so much. Listen and take heed on to what the OGs be telling y'all. You live longer, and you understand the game when you get older. Peace and
we
love.
Didn't get here.
We appreciate you
We didn't get here by being
line.
No fools. You got it, baby. Much love. Thank you.
Amen.
All
you
right.
Too.
Forward, move forward, oh yeah. dance floor and move forward. Move forward. Oh yeah. Hit the dance floor and move forward. Grab your girl and move forward. And move forward. Grab your girl. Side to side. Side to side. Left to right. Here we go. We're about to enjoy the night. Move forward, move forward, move forward. Take your hand, put it in the air. Move forward, move forward. Side to side, left to right. Let's go, girl. Hit the dance floor. It's your night. Let's flow, let's rock. Move forward, let's flow, let's rock. It's your night. Hit the dance floor, forward, let's go. Hit the dance floor, forward, let's flow, let's rock. Left to right, side to side, dance all night. Let's dance to the music. Forward, 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 move forward. Dance. Left to right, side to side, let's go. Oh yeah, hit the dance floor. And only thing you got to do is move, move, move. Left to right, left, right, left, right. Girl, move forward, forward, move forward, move forward, move forward. Let's flow, let's rock. Move, move, let's flow, let's rock. Move forward. My homeboy LB. Move forward. Look at how we change one kid at a time. Look at how the world. Let's dance, back. Let's go. Around let's rock world. And roll. Move forward. 8 years strong. Helping people side to side, every day. Left to right. Only thing you got to do is dance, dance, dance all night. Move forward, move forward, move forward, people. Helping people move forward. Move, 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 move forward. Left to right, side to side.
My past and you you're trying to make it last with me. Go to the future, baby, you stay down. There's no maybes, that's exactly what it's gonna be.
To make it down, indeed I swore all the time, but you never pined us a wine.
Yes.
Just sitting back, patiently waiting on daddy to fly. On the G5, just first class, flights to cloud nine.
Yeah.
With a Prada shoes and a Louis bag, Boussier looking fine. Listening like an angel, so bright she could blind. Any guy with 20/20, she must have fell out. God. I'm so high.
You pick yourself to death. There's paranoia that comes in. I don't even know how to explain it. You just sit in the bathroom and the mirror with tweezers, just digging at something that's not even there, and you just keep digging and digging and digging, and you just eat your face up. It's horrible. My name is Chauncey. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Chandler, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 14. Because of meth and because of the people that I hung out with and the world that revolves around it. I have herpes, I've had gonorrhea, I've had chlamydia, HPV, hepatitis C. There's more than just an addiction when it comes to diseases with using meth. The people, it's a dirty world.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we had a great time tonight. Had my guy Alonzo Williams all the way from Cali, Compton out there on the show tonight. So hope everybody learned something. And if you have not joined our website, please do, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, and see all our programs. If you would like to make a donation, you can as well. And without further ado, always keep moving forward. And peace and love to the Streets Don't Love You Back whole team and to all the people who support us. Peace.